Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 23, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita Ankilila, Chapter 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The following summary of Chapter 19 is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. Every year, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask Jagadananda Pandit to visit Lord Chaitanya's mother in Navadvip with gifts of cloth and prasadam. After one such visit, Jagadananda Pandit returned to Jagannath Puri with a sonnet that Advaita Acharya had written. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the sonnet, Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy was so great that all the devotees feared that Lord Chaitanya would very soon pass away. Lord Chaitanya's condition was so serious that at night, Lord Chaitanya would bruise and bloody his face by rubbing it against the walls. To stop this, Swarup Namodara asked Shankara Pandit to stay at night in the same room with Lord Chaitanya. This 19th chapter further describes how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannath Vallabha Garden during the full moon night of Vaishakha, or April-May, and experienced various transcendental ecstasies. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love at suddenly seeing Lord Sri Krishna beneath an Ashoka tree, Lord Chaitanya exhibited various symptoms of spiritual madness. Aho vidata stavana kvachit daya sangyojya maitriya pranayena dehinaha tangshakritarthan viyun angshi apartakam vichestitang te arbaka chestitang yatha. This verse, quoted from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, was chanted by the damsels of Vraja when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura along with Akrura and Balaram. The gopis lamented that Providence had made it possible for them to meet Krishna and Balaram in affection and love, and then had separated them. In this chapter, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that he has been able to describe these four pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Number 1, Lord Chaitanya's devotion to his mother. Number 2, Lord Chaitanya's words of madness. Number 3, Lord Chaitanya's rubbing his face against the walls at night. And number 4, Lord Chaitanya's dancing at the appearance of Lord Krishna's fragrance. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was not actually a direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami, but Krishna Das followed the instructions given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna Das therefore acted according to the directions of Rupa Goswami, and in every chapter prayed for Rupa Goswami's mercy. Recorded August 2, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.